The Republican Party of Wisconsin held its annual convention in Wisconsin Dells over the weekend. Our state capitol reporter Laurel White was there and will elaborate on some of the themes discussed during this first half of our state capitol report. Coming up after 7:30, we will also talk with a GOP campaign consultant about Governor Walker's likely bid for a third term and the candidates who are interested in running against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions, too. Do you think the chances are good or not so good for Governor Walker to be re-elected next year? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter, and she joins us by telephone because she's a good daughter and she went home for Mother's Day yesterday. Good morning, Laurel.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Hope you had a nice Mother's Day with Mom.
It was great. Thanks.
Great. So before that, you were covering the GOP convention in Wisconsin Dells. So what were the themes of this year's convention?
Well, there were two really primary themes of the convention this year. The first one was Governor Scott Walker's possible reelection bid. It's sort of, some people joke, the worst-kept secret in Wisconsin politics that he is probably, most likely, very likely to run again for a third term. But he hasn't officially confirmed that. He hasn't made a campaign announcement. So there were quite a lot of allusions to that, some joking from the governor, from the lieutenant governor, from a lot of other speakers about whether Governor Walker is going to do that. And then the second primary theme was defeating incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin in 2018 and putting another Republican in the U.S. Senate for Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, what about, Governor Walker, it was hinted at least before the convention began that he was going to give a speech that, well, in essence was saying, I'm running again, or I'm ready to run again.
Right, exactly. So he used those words. He said, I'm ready. We got a preview of the speech on Friday night, and that's what he said. So it's saying he's going to run without saying he's going to run in a way. We knew he was going to say he's ready. We got a little bit more of that when he actually spoke on Saturday. We've got a clip of Governor Walker's remarks that can give people a feel of his tone and how he was alluding things. So here's the clip.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do more to lower the burden on the hardworking taxpayers. I am ready to do more to help increase student success for every child in this state. I am ready to do more to help build a stronger workforce to fuel our economy. I am ready to do more to support strong families to improve the next generation. And I am ready to do more to help people transition from government dependence to true independence through the dignity that is born of work.
So standing ovation.
Yes. The crowd was very enthusiastic about the governor. And another kind of fun note, he walked out on stage to John Fogerty's Center Field.
Oh.
You know, yeah, that song,
Put Me in Coach.
I'm ready to, yeah. So it was a very buoyant Governor Walker, a very kind of fun, kind of little, there's a little bit of coyness, but also, as you heard there, just a lot of enthusiasm from him and from the crowd. Mm-hmm. So it felt like a campaign rally for a campaign that hasn't officially kicked off yet.
And he has said that he will make his decision official after the budget is finished. Isn't that right?
That's right. So that would be sometime this summer. The budget is scheduled to be complete by June 30th. Of course, we have this kind of sticky transportation budget situation that some have speculated will go beyond June 30th and further into the summer. So who knows if the governor will hold off on his announcement if that budget situation kind of lingers a bit, or if he'll just go ahead and go for it. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll go into some of those budget highlights from last week and some other issues making their way through the state legislature. But let's talk a little bit first about Senator Tammy Baldwin and the candidates interested in possibly challenging her.
Mm-hmm. So there was actually kind of an interesting little straw poll that they do at the state convention, and it's conducted by WisPolitics. It's a small poll. It's only about 250 people. I think actually 296, so closer to 300, polled about who they want to see run against Tammy Baldwin in the Senate. There have been quite a few names floated for that race, actually. There's been some chatter about the field being a bit too crowded for Republicans right now. But the number one candidate that came out of that straw poll at the convention was State Senator Leah Vukmir from Brookfield. She got almost 50% of the vote. She got 47.3%, according to WisPolitics. So it's looking like we might have a bit of a front runner there, at least in terms of who attendees at the state Republican convention are interested in. Second place, if you're curious, was Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who's, of course, the Senate Majority Leader in the state Senate, and he just got about 13% of the vote. So looks like maybe if we can trust this particular poll, which is kind of a small one, as I said, Leah Vukmir might be kind of emerging as the primary candidate against Tammy Baldwin next year.
For whatever reason, I'm just a little bit surprised by that, because she did with almost 50% of the GOP vote here. Is you know, she's way ahead of the Senate Majority Leader and Eric Hovde, who ran. When Tammy Baldwin was elected, he was defeated by Tommy Thompson, I believe, in a primary. But he's, mm-hmm. you know, so it's just interesting that she is so far ahead of all the other candidates.
Well, it is still a bit early. And Vukmir is one of the candidates who's been a bit more open, sort of in the Governor Scott Walker style. She hasn't officially made an announcement, but she's posted some things on social media. There have been comments kind of just rumbling in the political universe that make it seem very, very likely that she's running. So I mm-hmm. think that might have built some momentum behind her in particular. Senator Fitzgerald has been a little bit cooler to the idea, oh, we'll have to wait and see. He's made comments about the field being crowded. He doesn't want the field to be crowded. So I think maybe that might contribute a little bit to Vukmir's momentum, that she's been out there. She's been a little bit more open than some of the others, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other races. The Attorney General was there talking about his reelection bid.
He was. So Attorney General Brad Schimmel took to the stage after a little intro video, which this is my first state convention covering. So I wasn't familiar with how things have been done in the past very much, but I had heard that the videos are things that happen during election years to kind of pump up the crowd for the candidates. And Schimmel came on stage after his video and talked a bit about what he's accomplished as Attorney General. He talked a lot about the lawsuits that he's filed against Obama administration policies. That was a big priority of the Attorney General's office under Schimmel, going after what they called executive overreach with some of President Obama's administrative rules. So he talked a bit about that, and then he went right into campaign mode, which was interesting. This felt to me like the most campaign-y speech, the most campaign moment, really, of the convention. We've got a clip of him talking about his already announced Democratic opponent, Josh Call.
Here in Wisconsin, Democrats are running one of Hillary Clinton's own lawyers against me next November. It's going to get worse. If it wasn't bad enough that he represented Hillary Clinton in the wasteful and pointless recount effort, it actually gets worse. He has made a career out of suing states like ours to undo voter ID laws that protect the integrity of your vote.
Well, we know some of the issues that are going to come up in that race, don't we?
We do. That was a pretty solid preview. So I think we're going to see Schimmel framing himself as somebody who's pro-voter ID, Call as someone who is not pro-voter ID. Call did, in fact, represent the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 recount in Wisconsin in the court cases that circulated around that here. He's also, just interesting to note if folks don't know, the son of former Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager. So he might get a little bit, and Schimmel did mention that, kind of attachment to the Democratic Party establishment in Wisconsin, maybe some things like that, too.
We have news coming up in less than a minute, so we will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Laurel White, who is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. She attended the GOP convention, the Republican Party of Wisconsin's annual convention over the weekend, and she's filling us in on what the Republican state officials there had to say about upcoming campaigns and issues. When we come back, we'll talk. Paul Ryan was there. We'll see what he had to say. And we're also going to be talking about some issues making their way through the state legislature, including this UW System Free Speech Bill, which had a public hearing last week. And we welcome your questions and your reactions at 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. This is a State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, talking in this first half of our State Capitol Report with Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Reporter. She attended the Republican Party of Wisconsin's annual convention over the weekend, and she's filling us in on what happened and what was said. I hope we can get to some of the issues like the UW System Free Speech Bill, which had a public hearing last week in the state legislature, and other issues as well. But let's see what we can get in. In the second half of our State Capitol Report, we will be welcoming in a GOP campaign consultant and Weekend Review guest Chris Lotto to talk more about these Republican campaigns and issues and what Republicans are looking forward to in 2017, or 2018, I mean. So, Laurel, what about I'm wondering if the firing of James Comey filtered into the GOP convention in Wisconsin, was that a big topic of conversation?
It really wasn't a big topic of conversation. Reporters sort of made it a topic of conversation. So the way that these events go is they're very, you know, rehearsed speeches and kind of the line of folks coming up on stage and giving their remarks. But occasionally reporters are allowed to step aside with some of the politicians and ask them some questions when they're off stage. So Senator Ron Johnson made himself available to reporters at one point, and of course the firing of FBI Director James Comey, former FBI Director, and those tapes that may or may not exist of conversations between President Trump and James Comey were one of the first things that reporters wanted to ask Senator Johnson about. So I think we might have some tape.
No, we don't have
that. We don't have tape? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll talk you through the tape. He said it would be troubling if President Trump had taped the conversations with former Director Comey, but he said he wasn't quite ready to say whether there needed to be an investigation into whether those tapes exist. He said it's really a hypothetical situation right now. He wants the current investigation of possible interference by Russia in the election to continue, and as that investigation continues and wraps up, if there are other things that need to be done related to Comey, any taped conversations, he says we address that then. And he also said he thinks it's premature to appoint a special prosecutor to run that investigation. So we got quite a bit of insight, actually, from Senator Johnson on that situation during the convention.
Yeah, we heard your report in the news, so we know about that. Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan was there, and we do have his tape. But I'm wondering if there was any discussion, if by only reporters, about how the firing or health care or other controversial issues might affect the Republicans in the midterm elections for Congress.
You know, there wasn't that discussion. There were sort of allusions to it, I think, on the part of some of the speakers. Speaker Ryan, in particular, talked about the things that Republicans have done since President Trump took office and sort of the accomplishments that they've made taking, you know, both houses in Congress and the presidency. And he talked about the covenant that elected officials have with voters to fulfill promises that they make on the campaign trail. And I think that was a pretty overt allusion to the health care law, which, as you know, has become more contentious as the process has gone on. Some people who said that they were in favor of the repeal and replace are kind of questioning that now that they know have some more details, things like pre-existing conditions and things like that they want to stick around that are parts of Obamacare. So Speaker Ryan talked about that in ways that I think were attempts to talk about how important it is to Republicans to do that because it was a promise they made. And he also talked about how this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really, for Republicans right now having the power that they do on the national scene. So I think we've got some tape of Speaker Ryan addressing that point.
Please know that we know that this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. The House, the Senate, the White House. This is the time to take our principles that we so deeply believe in, the ones that built this country and wrote the Constitution, apply them to the problems of the day, and get real solutions for people in this country.
And that was that for Paul Ryan. I wanted to move on because we are we're running into the clock right now, and we have our next guest ready to come with us in just 3 or 4 minutes or so. Let's talk about the UW System Free Speech Bill that was got a public hearing in the Assembly last week. First off, tell us what exactly this bill would do.
So the bill requires the University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents to write a new policy for free speech on UW system campuses, and it specifies some things that need to be in that new policy. Most notably, it says if students or individuals disrupt the free speech of others, they could be suspended or expelled. And the disrupting of free speech can be anything in current language in the bill, from being overly loud or boisterous or violent, things like that. So some opponents of the bill are concerned that that broad language could subject a lot of students who are trying to protest campus speakers to being expelled or being suspended. Interestingly, at the convention, Speaker Robin Voss dedicated quite a bit of his convention speech to this bill about free speech, and I think we've got a clip of Speaker Voss talking about the bill here.
If we don't engage on college campuses, freedom will be different than we want it to be in the future. We cannot turn our backs on this crisis. We must make a change before it's too late and a generation is silenced and forced to think there's only one side of the story.
So what's next with this bill, Laurel?
Well, it's just had a hearing in the Assembly. It hasn't gotten any votes out of committee, and it hasn't even been heard in the Senate yet. So it's quite early in the process. We've still got some votes. We've still got some public hearings. And then, of course, it would have to go to the floor and then to the governor.
Yeah. Kind of surprised, or maybe not, that the Assembly Speaker Voss did not talk about the budget or what the Assembly is doing with the budget. But maybe that's because it is pretty controversial, especially when it comes to transportation.
Absolutely, yes. The gas tax and the transportation budget was sort of the elephant in the room. Nobody spoke of it. So we know that's a contentious issue for Republicans, something that they don't necessarily agree on right now. So perhaps not something that they wanted to highlight at a convention that's about unity and positivity and moving forward.
Yeah, so very briefly, that the debate is whether or not to pull the transportation part of the budget out of the state budget and have a standalone bill.
Yes, that's right. And Budget Committee co-chair Senator Alberta Darling says she thinks that that's a good idea potentially. But quickly after she said that, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and the governor both said that they don't think that's a good idea. So it seems like sort of a non-starter right now. They're probably not going to break out the transportation budget and take that up on its own, which means that they're going to have to get the transportation budget debate all figured out within the next month or so by June 30th. So that seems like a tall order when there are a lot of options flying out there and not a lot of agreement right now on what the solution should be.
Yeah. So do you know of anything on tap this week that you'll be covering?
Well, we've got 2 more days of Joint Finance Committee meetings where they'll be taking up budgets for different state agencies. Those are on Tuesday and on Thursday. So you never really know what issues are going to bubble up to the top that are going to become contentious, but we're sure going to keep an eye on it and see what the debates are there.
Laurel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joy.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio state capitol reporter. She attended the GOP convention over the weekend.